Well, it's a pleasure visiting with Mr. Bob Myrich today on his farm near Richmond, Kentucky. Bob, tell us a little history about your farm here. How did you get this farm and a little bit about what you do here?
Well, I come from Colorado 40 years ago to do a contract for the state of Kentucky, telecommunications, and I was going back to Colorado, and the state talked me into staying, and that was 40 years ago, so I'm still here. So it was a 3-year contract, and I ended up buying property with a lot of my income, different farms and everything, and I just love cattle because I was raised on a cattle farm in Colorado. So I thought, well, boy, I better have some more cows. And now, one time I had 1,200 cows, and now I'm down to about 500 cows. And it's been fun for me, but it's getting a little old age, and I've got 3,000 acres, and I think it's just time for me, and I've got 2 boys, and neither one of them are interested at all in the farms. So I'm going to downsize to about 500-600 acres and still raise me some cattle, a few cattle. Mm-hmm. And I raise quite a few Wagyu Colby beef. And that's about it. I'm going to still stay here until I die, until I have to go to Colorado to be buried by my mother and father.
So, obviously you love the Wagyu cattle, and you mentioned how many you have here on the farm. This is a beautiful farm to have those on. Tell us a little bit about your Wagyu cattle operation, what you have.
Well, when I first started in the Wagyu cattle business, I found out how good the beef was in Seattle. And so then I bought embryos, Wagyu full-blood embryos, transplanted them in my cattle, in my limousine cattle, mm-hmm. and embryos, and I thought, I was just going to get about a half a dozen. Now I got about 60 cows, Wagyu cows. So, and everybody loves the meat, and I sell quite a bit of it. So that's the Wagyu part, and the rest of them are limousine, purebred limousine, and Limflex, half Angus, half limousine. And I have several of those, and I sell them right off the farm, most of the breeding stock.
Very nice. I wondered how you're sold them. So breeding stock, and you also sell for a separate slaughter as well on off the Wagyu,
yes,
right?
Yes, Wagyu cattle. A lot of the steers I sell off as meat to private people, and it always. Mm-hmm. I took 5 down to slaughter the 30th of December, and all 5 of them graded prime, and that's unheard of, but. Of course, I feed them different than everybody else too.
Yeah, you feed them pretty intensely. I'm sure. What about this farm? What do you love about it? You could do anything you wanted to after you a successful career. Why get a farm? Why do that?
Because I love it. I was raised on a little farm in Colorado with my mom and dad and 7 brothers and 4 sisters, mm-hmm. and we had to live off the farm and always had a few sheep, a few pigs, a few cows, and everything. And it's just in my blood. And I just really love, the agriculture. I love agriculture to death. I still get out and operate tractors at 75 years old and work like a dog. And that's what keeps me kind of healthy.
That's your therapy for the day.
That's my therapy, yeah.
I understand.
And it's tiring, but I enjoy it.
And your cows. You obviously love your cows.
Oh, I love my cows. And I used to pack horses back into the mountains in Colorado and hunt and fish and fly fish and everything, but I still love my cows, and it's going to be a hard trip when I have to let them go.
I'm sure. You guys have been involved in showing cattle over the years as well. Your daughter showed cattle?
My daughter showed cattle for years, and we had several champions. We had the champion Pinnables. We had, my daughter had the national champion female and the reserve national champion female. I had the world champion limousine bull in Milwaukee. We've had several champions, and it's just, then when she went off to college, so I just decided I didn't want to do that. And so, and I just quit showing cattle, but I still like to go to cattle shows like out to Denver and stuff like that.
I'm sure.
But my life's been interesting.
Absolutely. And, you talk about the farm here, what it meant to you, but also preserving the land's important to you, too.
My land is my future. I just love it. It's got to be groomed very well. Everything I got is, I'm a very particular person.
You've done a lot of work to this farm, the farms that you have here since you bought them, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. I've spent millions of dollars on these farms, but I enjoy it. I can't take it with me, so I might as well just enjoy it while I'm alive.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if people would like to know more about what you do here, so they can look you up and find out more about you.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the tour. Thank you for letting us visit today. Enjoyed it. Look forward to trying a good steak or two.
Okay, you're going to try them Wagyu steaks?
Yes, sir.
I'll guarantee if you don't like them, you won't like nothing.
Yeah, exactly right. Wonderful.